It is time for sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. And first things being first, we'll start off with the NFL yesterday. A lot of close games. And because the Giants didn't play yesterday, they'll play tonight on Monday Night Football against Dallas. It was an exclusive red zone day for me. And red zone is where they go to wherever the action is. If a team's in within the 20-yard line, on offense, boom, they're there. And that way you get to see all the football, all the good plays, and all the teams. Well, yesterday, there were a lot of good games. I saw the Ravens beat the Patriots 37-26. Bad news about that. Mac Jones may have suffered a severe ankle injury in that loss. It might be a broken ankle. He'll undergo an MRI today to confirm the diagnosis. And, of course, that diagnosis will show how much time is needed for him to rehabilitate, or maybe it was not a broken ankle. We'll find out about that. So that is a big story, and not a good one. Not a good one. All right, other games that took place yesterday, the Panthers over the Saints, 22-14. The Titans over the Raiders in a close one, 24-22. The Eagles bombed the Commanders, 24-8. The Vikings over the Lions, once again a close game, 28-24. The Packers with Tampa Bay trying to get a two-point conversion at the end, defeated the Buccaneers 14-12. The Rams over the Cardinals 20-12. The Falcons got by the Seahawks 27-23. Dolphins in an incredible game, a close game, defeated the Bills 21-19. The Colts with an upset and a close game over the Chiefs 20-17. The Jets fell to the Bengals 27-12. Meanwhile, the Bears got to 2-1. They downed the Texans 23-20. This was an upset. Even though the Chargers quarterback was injured going into the game, the Jaguars defeated the Chargers 38-10. And the Broncos in a Sunday night game, sloppy, yawn. But the Broncos got the win. They downed the 49ers 11-10. Tonight, the Cowboys square off against the New York Giants. All right. Now we can move on to Major League Baseball. Before we get to the scores, Pete Alonso keeps doing the great things that he does. And the great things that he does is not only hit home runs, but the great things that he does is also knock in runs. And yesterday was a significant day, a four-hit, five RBI game for the Bear.
He's second in the National League with the 38 home runs. He's now four behind Kyle Schwarber, who's hit two today for the Phillies. That's up the middle and off the glove of a diving Clement. And Alonso's got a base hit. Alonso hits one deep to left field. Forget that. That is way out of here. Pete Alonso, number 39, and he's now the all-time single-season Mets RBI leader. 125 runs batted in, breaking the record held by Mike Piazza and David Wright.
Pete, you are now the man.
Well, he broke the Mets home run mark in his rookie year when he hit 53 in 2019. And now he owns the Mets' RBI single-season mark as well.
I played on a team with Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco in the stadium. I did not see many balls in that area. That was a tremendous blast here.
Pete's 2-for-3 today. Pops this one up to shallow right. Tough play, Garcia going out, coming on Cable, and it lands for a base hit. Ball comes loose. Alonso heads to second. Capel's throw is offline. Good hustle by Alonso, and he winds up at second base.
Good read by Pete. Once he sees, he proceeds on to second base.
They're going to score that a single and an E9. And Pete smacks one the other way. That's deep. Back goes Capel to the warning track at the wall. It's off the fence, bouncing away. Nimmo is in.
Here comes Canna. Lindor right behind him. All three will score. A five RBI day for Pete Alonso as he delivers a bases clearing double. 11-1 New York. So on the day he has set the Mets RBI record, he goes about obliterating it. 128 runs batted in.
Well, Gary, we were talking about how he's made himself a complete hitter. So after hitting a 451-foot home run to left center, he has the ability to hit a ball on the line to right field off that fence to score three. That's hitting.
Four hits, a double, a homer, five RBIs for Alonso.
He's just he's a good ball. He's a good ball player. He's a great ball player. So New York has two of the biggest power hitters in the game, with Alonso for the Mets and Judge for the Yankees. Now, getting back to Judge, he was on deck ready to bat when the game was called, an official game, in the sixth inning. It was 2-0 at the time, so the Yankees got the win. How about the Guardians? They clinched their division. They've just been dominant over the past month and a half. And Terry Francona has done an amazing job with them. So you take a look at the activity after yesterday. The Yankees have a 9.5 game lead over 8.5 game lead over Toronto, a 10.5 game lead over Tampa Bay. Now, in the AL Central, Cleveland won the division. They have a 10-game lead over the White Sox. West Houston, of course, won that division. They've got a 17-game lead. The Mets have a 1.5-game lead over Atlanta in that division. St. Louis is 6.5 games ahead. And the Dodgers in the West out there, they're ahead by 21 games. Taking a look at the wild card standings right now, of course, Houston, the Yankees, and Cleveland all at top. With their division wins. The wild card race, Toronto, is 2.5 games in front of everybody. Tampa Bay is 0.5 a game in front of Seattle, and Seattle is 4 games ahead of Baltimore in the American League. In the National League, the Dodgers, Mets, and St. Louis are all on top. Atlanta has an 11.5 game lead over everybody. San Diego is 1.5 games, and Philadelphia is got a game and a half lead over Milwaukee. So that's the way that breaks down. And of course, in the NFL, well, once again, the Giants take on the Cowboys tonight in Monday Night Football. Taking a look at golf, the President's Cup was held again this week. And to no surprise, the Yankees, Americans won that President's Cup. So there you go. So that is our full check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Football, baseball, and golf. Golf, I say.